It's Jane Morgan here, the producer of The Friendship File and the voice of The Questions. We are four episodes into series two, and so just for a change, I wanted to give you a little bit of bonus material. So this will start off as a kind of mini episode, and then it will become bonus material. When I was putting together some publicity material for series two, I thought I might get some media interest by coming up with one of those top five lists that the internet's so very fond of. This was obviously partly to get some publicity, but also because while I have spent literally hundreds of hours listening to people talk about their friends and their friendships, things have come up over and over again. And so, yeah, I wanted to share with you the top five things I've learned while putting together The Friendship File. We've got some really, really interesting friend pairs coming up in the rest of series two. We'll be back to normal next week with a new couple. They're not a couple, you know what I mean. And if you're fairly new to the podcast, then go and find us in your usual spot or go to the website, thefriendshipfile.com, and you will find many, many other episodes there that you can have a listen to. And of course, as always, if you enjoy them, it would be wonderful if you could go and review us and rate us, I hope with 5 stars, wherever you get your podcast, or particularly on Apple Podcasts. We're doing quite well at the moment, actually, but I'm still questing after new and noteworthy. So you can help us get into that. Okay, enjoy my top five.
Number one.
Without question, say sorry. Now, the number of times that people have answered the question, is there anything you'd like to apologise for? And then when the friend hears it, they either say, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, I don't even remember that. Or they say, don't be ridiculous, there's nothing for you to say sorry about. Or they say, well, you might have done X, but remember, I did Y. I think that so many people are carrying around acres of guilt, which they don't need to be carrying around. So I cannot recommend it highly enough. Tell someone if you're feeling bad about something, because I'm pretty certain that in 99% of cases, they can dispel that. And they might even come up with something they're also feeling guilty about, so you can do both in one go.
Number two.
Secondly, we are at our most real with our friends. Without fail, each friend said some version of, I am most myself when I'm with this person. I have fewer filters. I'm at my most authentic. This, I think, is linked to another thing that a lot of people said, which is, I don't feel judged by them. So we are at our most real with our friends. And I think that's really interesting, because if you think about the other major relationships in our life, like our relationships with our partner, with our parents, with our children, they're incredibly significant, and yet we still feel at our most real with our friends.
Number three.
Third one, this is more difficult, but it's still true. One of the things that's really blown me away is the revelatory nature of The Friendship File, in that so many people have said, it's incredible hearing my friend talk about me in this way. On the whole, everyone is sort of blown away by how positive it is. Now, I do understand that you're doing a podcast and therefore you're maybe, you know, you're going to overdo it a bit. I don't know. But the fact is, a lot of people don't realise just how fantastic their friend thinks they are. And a lot of people have said, actually, listening to someone talk about me has changed my view of myself in a good way. Obviously, not everyone is going to get to do a friendship file, so maybe just create that effect for yourself. Talk to each other about what you think your good qualities are, because it really is incredibly affirming. Certainly, the people who've taken part have said that it has done something for them that they never expected and that they had never had happen anywhere else. Emma Freud actually says in her reactions, no one has ever spoken about me for that long, ever.
Number four.
The other thing that I learned is that friends, on the whole, don't fight or irritate each other. Now, again, I do understand that this is a podcast and therefore people are going to be maybe slightly less than candid. But really, it's they are all aware that I want them to answer this question. Oh, the question being, well, there are two. The one is, what is it about them that drives you mad? And the other is, have you ever had a fight? And I can hear people genuinely racking their brains because they know that I want them to come up with something interesting. Please tell me a story. So many people go, you know what, I just know. There's nothing, really nothing. They're making things up. You know, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe she walks a bit fast sometimes when we're travelling, or, you know, we bickered once about getting lost. But they really, really are not fighting with each other, and they're not irritated by each other. And I think that's another thing that's really interesting if you think about the important relationships in our life, because we're quite capable of fighting with other people. I'm not a psychologist. I'm sure a psychologist will tell me why that is. But friendship seems to be an irritation-free zone. And if you think about it, if you combine those two things, I'm at my most authentic when I'm with my friend. And we have never really fought. What an amazing place friendship is. You're at your most real, and yet you're at your most harmonious. That's a lot. Number five. And then finally, and I know this is a bit Hallmark card and a bit, you know, aphorism for Facebook, but almost without fail, every single friend has said, you know, I've never thought about this friendship like this. I've never talked about it like this. I've never examined it. I've always just taken it for granted. And one of the things that is a terrible truism at the moment, but it's truism because it's true, is that in lockdown, we have been brought brutally face to face with what it is to be without the people that mean most to us. So, given that of the many people that I've listened to talking about their friendships, most of them have said, I've never really thought about this friendship before. I understand that friendships are good things because they just kind of happen, and you don't have to work at them quite in the same way. And that is a good thing. But also, I don't think you should take your friendship for granted. So just take a moment, perhaps, between you to say how much someone means to you, or what the friendship means to you, or just to point out that it's important, and don't think that you don't know that, and maybe you can just have a quiet 2 minutes with each other to make sure that you mark that. So that was my wisdom, or in fact your wisdom. I've said this before, but it's still true. Even after hundreds of hours of listening to friends talk, still makes me cry and laugh out loud in front of my computer all the time. So thank you very much to everybody who has been part of this. And, you know, if you would like to do it, then drop me a line, hello@thefriendshipfile.com. Or if you can think of people you think might be good for this, or have a particularly interesting relationship, or one that you would like to hear more about, then please get in touch. As I said, we'll be back to the usual next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.